Welcome to the Brandmaster Podcast, a show specialized in helping branding professionals and entrepreneurs to build brands using strategy, psychology, and creative thinking. This episode originally aired on the Brandmaster Academy YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Brandmaster Academy on YouTube. What's up, brand builder? Stephen Hurahan here at BrandmasterAcademy.com, and in this video, you're going to learn how to supercharge customer experiences by aligning brand touch points with the customer journey. So you can create a powerful narrative that becomes a magnet for your target audience and carve out a path to enhance brand loyalty and exceptional business growth. So let's not beat around the bush here. What exactly is a brand touch point to start off with? Well, every single interaction, every little moment a customer has with your brand, that's a touch point. Now, that could be seeing your logo on a coffee mug, stumbling across your social media posts, or chatting with your customer service, or even getting a delivery from you to your door. Now, each and every one of these interactions, no matter how big or small, leaves a mark on how customers perceive your brand. So they're not just important, they're absolutely critical. So let's dive a little deeper and look at the most common touch points. Now, these are like breadcrumbs scattered across your customer's daily journey. Whether that's your website, your social media posts, your product packaging, your customer service, or even your email signature, every interaction counts. They're like little moments that come together to create the big picture of your brand. Now, when we talk about touch points, they're about online and offline, and the online world is an absolute goldmine. So your website, your social media account, your blog posts, your email newsletters, these are all critical brand touch points. So take Apple, for example. Now, whether you're an Apple fan or an Apple customer or not, you're well aware of the Apple experience because people talk about it all the time. So we're talking here about every single interaction, whether that's the packaging that you get when you get your new iPhone, or how the keys sound on the keyboard, or the discussions that you have at the Genius Bar with the helpful customer service reps. These are all little individual touch points that make the Apple experience the Apple experience. So let's dive a little deeper then into the offline experience. Now, as we've just discussed with Apple, there is both online and offline. So offline, we're talking about going into the shop and having a chat with the Genius Bar rep. And that applies to many brands today. So I know that a lot of brands have gone completely digital, but there are still opportunities to have that tangibility and that physical aspect to your brand. If you really just consider the entire customer journey and what you can do to add a little bit of surprise and delight. Now, generally, when you're thinking about offline channels, you're thinking about the likes of brochures and business cards or even exhibition stands. But this can get a lot more molecular in terms of the little small details that you can offer your customers, and you can add a little je ne sais quoi to that brand experience. So think about how you present your information, how you provide your products to your customers. Are there any moments that you can add a bit of tangibility to that experience? Can you send them something physical that will be a little bit of a surprise to them, getting something through the post from your brand that they can actually touch and feel? That's going to add that sense of tangibility and really solidify that connection you have with your brand. So it's not just all about digital channels today. Consider the offline channels as well and how you can use them to really enhance that experience of your brand. Now, we hear a lot about customer touch points, and we also hear a lot about the customer journey. And you might be thinking, what's the difference here between customer touch points and the customer journey? Well, here's the deal. While touch points are the individual interactions or moments, the customer journey is the complete path a customer takes from their first interaction with your brand to the ultimate purchase and beyond as well. It's the difference between watching a single episode of your favorite show versus binging the entire season. So what's the importance of integration then, integrating specific touch points along the customer journey? Well, think about it. If you're watching a series and each episode feels disjointed from the last, then it's pretty disorientating. It's the same with the customer journey. Each touch point is part of the bigger narrative, the bigger journey, creating a seamless and harmonious customer experience. And this is what makes a brand truly resonant and appealing to a specific audience. If they feel that they're on a specific path and one stepping stone leads to the next seamlessly, then they will continue walking on that path, which ultimately leads to a conversion. So think about your own brand and start with the individual touch points. When does your customer first come in touch with your brand? Is it your website? Is it a social media post? Is it your blog post? Is it a podcast? And think about how they would then take the next step. Do you have a funnel in place? Do you have something that they can download and opt into? And then do you have an email sequence that follows up on that? Where does your website take them? Is your website strategically designed so that they follow the path towards a conversion? These little individual touch points are all part of the bigger journey. When you sit down and you think about how your customer will become a client, how your prospect will become a client, then you can think of the individual touch points and make sure they align seamlessly from one step to the next. So think about that journey, think about those individual touch points, and make those alignments seamless. We really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more brand strategy techniques to level up your skills, make sure you check out brandmasteracademy.com. There's plenty of free resources and premium content for you to download and get you going. If you'd like to join our Facebook group full of like-minded brand strategists, all learning from each other, then find us by searching for the Brand Strategy Community, where you can find exclusive content for members as well. If you enjoyed this content, please be sure to give us an honest review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listened. And make sure you tune in for the next episode of the Brand Master Podcast.